What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the XL Dating Series. I am Daryl.
And I'm Kirkland.
And we here, we about to talk about everything dating and everything surrounding the word dating. Okay? So we got some gems for y'all. Let's go.
Now we're going to get to my actual questions, because that was my personal question, because it's something that I'm trying to manage right now in this age of my life where I'm like actively dating and trying to like find my person and like, so that's a really good tip.
For sure, man. Definitely. You gotta take the time to get to know the person.
Okay. So what I want to know is, what are some good dating questions?
Some good dating questions. Okay. It depends, right? So I have met people, on the first date, and they're asking things that are way too, like, forward right off the back. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, I went on a date one time. First date, first 10 minutes. Do you want kids?
Like, okay. So since you won't take it there, that's not a good dating question?
Not the first date.
Really? Why not?
Because you're trying to get to know the person, as you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's levels. You know what I mean? Like, the first date, you're trying to, you know, get a vibe for the person. Now, if the conversation leads there, then yeah, but let it happen organically. Don't just come off, oh, so do you want kids? Oh, like, what's your credit score?
Okay,
like,
maybe these
qualifying questions, because people will come on a date with a list.
Yes.
Of, like, checklists.
So lists are wrong?
I don't feel like lists are wrong, but keep it to yourself.
Whoa, okay. But wait, okay. All right. So as a person who dates with intention, you're telling me that I should not, because I have definitely asked that question on the first date, not the credit score question, because I don't care about that. We can build that, whatever it is, or we can maintain it. I don't care about that. But as a person who dates with intention, right, I know I want children. Why am I entertaining a date with somebody who doesn't want children? That seems crazy to me.
I feel like when it comes to dating with intention, it's a great thing, but it also can put a lot of unnecessary pressure on you and the date experience itself. You know what I mean? So there's a difference.
See, okay, so when you say pressure.
Because dating can be fun. Dating should be fun.
I'm learning that it should be fun.
Dating should be fun. And sometimes us going into a date situation with our intentions intact, like, I'm going to go into this and I'm going to find out if this person is going to be my person, instead of going into it like, let me have fun, and then if this person is my person, then they'll become my person. But if not, this was just a great night and us two human beings had a good time.
See,
you know what I mean?
Okay. Why?
Because every person that you're going to date with ain't going to be your person. And it's okay. That's the thing about dating, the dating game. You know what I'm saying?
This is stressful.
You know what I mean? But we put too much pressure on ourselves. And I say that to say, because, I mean, I'm new to this. Like, I mean, and I'm at the stage in my life where, you know, it's gotten to the point, like, okay, I'm going to date, right? And then you meet somebody, and then it's like, okay, they're worth giving your attention to. You know what I mean? So you don't go into every date situation like, this may be my person and I'm going to treat it as such and I'm going to go in there with these dot, 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 dot. You go in it, have a good time, get to know the person. Then if conversation leads to a certain way to where you're like, okay, I can get deeper with this person, then that's when they done made it to the next level, because some people are just fun.
And okay, so I see that perspective, but is that the route someone because I don't feel like what you're saying is bad, but I feel like that's someone who's dating to have fun. I don't feel like that's a person, the person you describe doesn't sound like the person who knows, like, in 5 to 7 years, they're looking to build a life with this person. They're looking to start kids, get married, grow a business. That doesn't sound like that person to me. That sounds like the person who's saying, I'm at a stage in my life where I just want to enjoy dating. And they're heading out and enjoying whatever comes their way. So if you happen to want kids, great. If you don't, it was a great date.
I feel like the whole timeline thing is bullshit, too. I feel like we put, like, once again, unnecessary pressure on ourselves. Like, 5 to 7 years, I want this, I want this. And if you're single and you're dating...
But aren't you supposed to be setting life goals for
yourself? Yes, life goals is great. You know what I'm saying? But don't expect every person that you go on a date with. It depends on how you're dating, too. Like, how are you meeting these people? You know what I mean? Like, how are you meeting? Are you meeting these people organically? Or are you on a dating app?
Oh, see, we need to talk about dating apps.
That's because I'm saying, like, how are you meeting these people? If you are, like, on a dating app and you're trying to get dates, that's fun. You can't sit there and judge a person off of a dating app until you actually meet them and go out. So you can't put too much expectation on that situation until you actually get in the situation. So you should be able to go into it with the idea and the mindset of, this is just going to be fun. I'm going to get to know this person. They seem like a cool person to go out and have fun with. And then once you guys start talking, if you see that you can have a conversation with that person, that's when the expectations should start sinking. I'm like, okay. I see what type of person you are, because you can't put expectations on a person you don't know.
Ooh, okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, all right, hold on. You took me left with that. Okay, cool. No expectations on people you don't know. I guess the really what I'm trying to figure out there is, like, how do you, so when is the appropriate time to introduce those
questions?
Yeah.
If the conversation, like, so if you guys are, if you see that person, like, you're like, okay, this person has some sort of potential. Let me dive deeper into them. Because a lot of times, conversations and dates can be surface. What do you do for a living? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how's your day? Oh, what do you like to do for fun? You know what I'm saying? Are you from here? Where are you from? You know what I mean? Those are surface questions, right? And sometimes those surface questions, if a person is a conversationalist and they're easy to talk to, those questions will stem off into that and let those come naturally.
Be like, okay, so I, okay, all right. So now I think, well, I'm following you.
Don't put no pressure on the situation.
So figure out, so really see the strategic self, of part of myself is telling me that what I really need to do is to allow the conversation to organically lead to children rather than busting out. So do you want children?
Right, because that makes you seem like, okay, this person's crazy or they're desperate. You know what I'm saying?
I don't,
like,
even know how, I really, okay, here's the thing. I wonder if, because this is my mindset. If someone asks me, do I want children, I would not think that they're desperate. What I'm going to look at them like, oh, they know what the fuck they want.
I get that. And I mean, yeah.
And they're going for it.
But where, how did
that shit is hot to me.
I get it. And I mean, but different strokes for different folks. You know what I'm saying? So everything I say,
people feel the way,
and people, everything I say, this is just my opinion, okay? But I'm saying, like, let a conversation go there organically. You know what I mean? Like, we can't sit there and sabotage ourselves by going into a situation with pure intent, especially if you met the person on the dating app.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, unless, because sometimes on these dating app, most times you had a little light conversation, then you just meet up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, okay, all right. So it now we're going to spring that. So, all right. So we're going to spring. I want to get into dating apps.